It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday to you. Happy Valentine's Day. This is the JR Sport Brief Show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I am in Atlanta. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is in New York City. Thank you for hanging out with us. We've had a busy show. We talked about the NBA All-Star Weekend, the Philadelphia Eagles, their parade. And thank you so much to our guest, Chris Franklin, for joining us from NJ.com. He was at the parade, and he made it out. Didn't get shot, didn't have a beer can thrown at him. He's good. Well, thank you, Chris, for joining us. Hey, we talked about the New York Yankees. Marcus Stroman doesn't know if the Yankees are going to trade him or keep him. He's getting paid $18 million. They got to figure out something with him. No rush. And then we have more to do over the next 2 hours of the show. Of course, it's Friday. It's a special day. It's Valentine's Day. And we all know love can be a funny thing. The Friday funny is coming your way in a bit. We're going to hear from Michael Parsons. Michael Parsons wants to be like the Eagles. The Dallas Cowboys want to win a championship, right? Well, that's pretty funny. Cam Newton had some words. Of course, Cam Newton had some words. Cam Newton is responding to all the players that he insulted. He called them losers. And some of those players hit back, and Cam is doubling down. He's saying it is just the truth. A couple of more jokes. How about this? Ben Simmons had a good basketball game last night before the All-Star break. And I don't know if this is a joke or not. Tyreek Hill is going to race Noah Lyles? Yeah, you know Noah Lyles. The Olympic sprinter? The guy who likes to remind the NBA players that they're really not world champions? Yeah. Noah Lyles is going to race Tyreek Hill. Let's see if that comes to fruition. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can hit rewind. You can start from the beginning. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, wherever you live, all over North America. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It is oh so simple. As I sit here in the studio and look at, what is this? The NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, which might be more entertaining than the actual game on Sunday. I learned only an hour ago that Barry Bonds is a coach for one of the celebrity teams. And Jerry Rice is a coach for one of the other teams. It's nice to see Barry Bonds getting some love from somebody. As you know damn well, Barry Bonds ain't coaching a damn thing in Major League Baseball. They are not letting this guy near the field. I know he was a coach, but they're not embracing him that much. Hickey, if Team Bonds ends up winning in the second half, we can assume we know the reason why, right?
Those halftime adjustments, right?
And cream in the clear, yes. Cream in the clear.
I mean, you think he's got a guy, right? I mean,
oh, come on now. I don't even know who's on his team. I don't know. I was going to say, depending on who's on his team, we can figure it out. How about this? No Kevin Hart at the celebrity game. I guess he finally decided to quit.
Thank God, some fresh blood.
Yeah. Well, I did hear he's going to be emceeing the game on Sunday.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. I heard he's going to MC. I don't know if he's going to do interviews, because let's think about this. We got four teams playing on Sunday. All-Stars and the Young Stars, Rising Stars have been split into four teams. So we're going to have three games. We got to have the time before the game. There's the time in between both games. And then there's the post game. And so I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of Kevin Hart all Sunday night. There you have it. Another reason to tune in, Hickey, another reason.
Great. Yeah, that's, you know what? That's going to get me to tune in.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart, good call. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Hey, by the way, people, I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Before we went to break, and thank you again to Chris Franklin for joining us from NJ.com to give us his first-person perspective at the Eagles parade today. And to the shock of no one, there's an NFL player with a podcast who wants to catch up to the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, let's be real. Doesn't every NFL team want to catch up to the Philadelphia Eagles? They're the champs. Like, that's what everybody aspires to be, is what you want to be. And it has to sting a little bit more when the champs are in your division. The Dallas Cowboys, we know this. They stink. If I got to think about the Dallas Cowboys' biggest free agent acquisition last year, was it Ezekiel Elliott? Oh, he's cooked. They had to cut him. They gave that man the boot. We know he was done. And now, again, the Dallas Cowboys got a free agent running back in Rico Dowdle. They got to figure out whether or not he's going to stick around. Oh, yeah, and the last time we looked, the Dallas Cowboys like to string out free agency amongst their own players and coaches. We see Mike McCarthy was left twisting in the wind for an entire year, and then they booted him. It just, the Dallas Cowboys are crooked. They're backwards as hell. And so it's hilarious to hear Michael Parsons here in the offseason just say some crazy things. So first of all, yesterday, Michael Parsons says he wants the Dallas Cowboys to be aggressive in free agency. I guess like the Eagles were when they added Bond from the Saints to play linebacker, when they brought on Saquon Barkley, who we know was the ultimate difference maker for the Philadelphia Eagles. Is Michael Parsons trying to send a public message to Jerry Jones? Because I don't think it's going to work. Like, Jerry Jones is even going to go out and pay him on his own damn time. Like that's the reality. Like, Michael Parsons needs to get paid, and Jerry Jones is probably going to wait till the last minute, thinking that he's going to get some type of discount. All the while, price is just going to get ran up. The Dallas Cowboys are idiots, collectively, of course. Not calling one person an idiot. That's not nice. And Michael Parsons, I know he has a podcast. Podcasts really stink when your team sucks. Ask Paul George. Michael Parsons, just last month on the Edge podcast, he said that we, the Dallas Cowboys, we're winning the Super Bowl next year. Okay.
For the people that kept believing, because we're not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy. Yes, it's big goals, but I'm telling y'all right now, it's holding the trophy. I'm saying my prayers out loud. I'm saying my goals out loud so y'all can hear them. You know, we're going to be holding a trophy up next year. No. Point blank, period.
All right, whatever. Hickey, does Michael Parsons play wide receiver?
No, he does not.
He play running back?
No, he does not.
Can he work the offensive line?
Definitely not.
Can he throw, I don't know, 30 touchdowns if Dak goes down?
No.
Why? I know why he's doing a podcast. Why do guys do these podcasts when their teams suck? Like, save it for when you're good. And maybe that makes no sense. Maybe it's the approach of, I'm going to do my podcast whether we're good or bad because I won't look stupid. But the notion that the Dallas Cowboys are going to hoist the Vince Lombardi next year. Like, Michael, what evidence do we have? I mean, do you really even believe that? I mean, you're publicly lobbying for Jerry Jones to come out and make some massive move, something that he has not done. I mean, are you going to be assistant general manager? Maybe Michael Parsons can, you know, go ahead and write out his own contract and pay himself. Maybe he won't have to wait for Jerry Jones in the process. And then he can play on the offensive line. He could be backup quarterback. He can play at wide receiver. He can be running back. Bro, your team is kind of missing out. You need help on the defensive line. Come on, man. It's a miracle the Dallas Cowboys went 7-10 last year. I'm supposed to think, out of looking at Jerry Jones' spending history over the past few years, that all of a sudden he's just going to break the bank. The playbook is quite clear. We got Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith. They have spent the past few seasons just kind of rolling their eyes and being very vocal about how the Dallas Cowboys aren't where people think they should be or expect them to be. It's embarrassing. The Philadelphia Eagles at their parade today One of the executives stood at the stage and said, "We're America's team now. We're the team that's actually winning championships." Ouch. Now, that's a fact. That's the truth. And I don't know. Miles Garrett, I told you, well, not Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons is saying wild things. And one of those things includes Miles Garrett. Micah Parsons, just last week, he was on CBS and he's just like, "Man, I hope we trade for Miles Garrett." Listen to this.
"I like to see him in Dallas, but like, I don't know if we got the money for him.
Would you consider maybe taking just a little tad less if you knew you would be playing opposite of Miles Garrett?"
"Oh, 100%. You know that. He want to be with us too."
"Oh, you know that?"
"Yeah."
At least he knows it's a pipe dream. He's not dumb. There's nobody out here putting pressure on Jerry Jones. He's too arrogant. He's too old. He's too set in his ways. He doesn't know how to move out the way. He said it himself. "I run this team. Ain't nobody could run this team better than me." How can you say that, man? What have you won over the last 30 years, going on 30 years? What have you won? A big nothing. It's kind of crazy when you're delusional. Hickey, I know Dak Prescott is going to be 40. And Jerry Jones is going to be forced to pay him. Well, uh-oh. Wait. Yeah, he'll still be here. He'll be like 100-something, almost. 90-something. 90-something.
Stephon.
Yeah, he'll be like 90-something. Mr. Burns, he's never going anywhere. He's going to be forced to pay this guy like $100 million a year because he waited too late. He's already done it twice. Like, in what world does Dak Prescott, who's very good, I think he's a very good quarterback. Is he Patrick Mahomes? No. Is he, you know, just driving your team all the way to a Super Bowl by himself? No, he's not. But I do believe he's a good quarterback. There's no world where he needs to get paid $40 million after Patrick Mahomes gets $45-50. There's no world where Dak Prescott needs to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL at 60. And the only reason why he's getting this money is because Jerry Jones is a numbskull. I'm sorry to say it. Smart businessman. But when it comes to heralding this team and leading them to a championship, I don't want to quite put him in a space of the Jacksonville Jaguars, but I mean, damn. Micah Parsons, I hope you are learning a very good lesson. You can sit around and do your podcast, and which is also crazy. Not a helpful thing, I think, for the Cowboys. You can do and say what you want. Jerry Jones is going to do and say what he wants. And if you've learned or seen anything, Jerry Jones doing what he wants does not lead to titles or championships. The Eagles were some good jerks today, calling themselves America's team. That was cute. Dallas Cowboys might be the most valuable sports franchise on earth, and Jerry Jones might be the most vocal of them all. They're not winners, though. Isn't that why you play the game? You play the game to be the most valuable franchise. Dallas Cowboys are a mess. Star defensive end is podcasting. Owner is just a cartoon character, Nut from Arkansas. They suck. Cowboys suck. There's no other way to put it. And it's disappointing. I feel bad for their fans. They had to watch the Eagles parade today. What a shame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of championships, we heard Cam Newton's thoughts. Would rather have his MVP than winning a championship. Called his teammates a bunch of losers. His teammates said, "Man, what are you talking about? We all win and lose together." Cam Newton, what a shock, is doubling down on his comments. He's saying that it's the truth, what he said. And then speaking of championships, somebody who's won a few of them, the future Hall of Famer Steph Curry, is being celebrated this weekend in San Francisco, All-Star Weekend. Steph Curry knows that he is getting closer to the end than he is to the beginning. We want to talk about Cam Newton, get into Steph Curry. And oh, yeah, that's right. It is the Friday Funny. You got something funny that you want to share? Are you a drunk Philadelphia Eagles fan? Are you a future comedian? It's the Friday Funny. People call up and say wild things all the time. You got a joke? You got something you want to share? Do so. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. People always like to come through with the jokes about the opposite sex. It's Valentine's Day, people. And take it easy. We'll get to your calls. We'll talk about Cam Newton and Steph Curry and more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's Friday. People typically hit us up, come through with some jokes. If you got a joke, if you got something hilarious that you want to share with America, let us know. 855-212-4227. This is what I'm about to share with you. I don't know if this is a joke or not. I think not. I don't think Cam Newton is joking. Over the past several weeks, Cam Newton has made it a point to tell everybody how he feels about himself. When asked whether or not he would trade in his MVP trophy for a Super Bowl, he said no. This MVP award means that I did what I needed to do. The other guys, well, that's their problem. Just last week in talking to Travis Hunter, who's going to be a top draft pick in April, Cam Newton said, when I got drafted, man, it's tough. You got to understand, when you get drafted, you're going to a team full of losers. Well, teammates like potential Hall of Famer Steve Smith, Charles Johnson, Captain Munnerlyn, they didn't appreciate those comments, calling his teammates losers. And so I don't know if this is a joke. It might be too early for April Fools, but apparently Cam Newton wasn't joking. Cam Newton was dead serious in calling his ex-teammates losers. Cam Newton sat on his podcast, 4th and 1. Cam Newton said, y'all being so sensitive. Because it's just the truth. You tell me whether or not this is funny.
When did we become so sensitive to really speaking what the reality is? A locker room full of losers, aggressive, but it's true. I receive what Steve Smith says because, of course, he takes it personal as a competitor that I know he is. Mm-hmm. He was in that locker room that was 2-14. Jonathan Stewart was in that locker room as 2-14. I'm not specifically talking about those guys. I'm specifically talking about the culture that was there prior to me coming into the locker room, right? And it was a loser's mentality. Even the following year when we went 6-10, there was a lot of losing mentality that was in that locker room.
And that was you on the team.
Including me.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you are what your record tells you that you are. They don't care we had a bunch of one-score losses. You lost. Is what I'm saying true? Is it me saying that, oh, when I came, I made everything? No, I never said that. Mm-hmm. What I said was, if you're getting drafted, number one, you're going to a bad football team. That's facts.
Hickey, I feel like he dipped the toe into him being a loser. So that means he was a loser too, no? Or they weren't losers. It's just the environment that they were losers, right? Is that what it is?
The environment, yeah. I mean, I don't know how you have a losing culture without having
losers.
Right. I don't know how that's possible. But I guess that's exactly what Cam Newton was saying. He had a bunch of winners on his team that were just engulfed by this losing culture that somehow went away when he showed up.
But he's not a loser, not him.
But no, he's not the loser. No. He got there and turned those losers into winners.
Okay. All right. I think things will kind of stop here. I don't see too many of, maybe Steve Smith goes on, probably not. Maybe at another time. Like, I don't think this does any of his teammates, ex-teammates, any good to just go, what are you going back and forth about? I'm not a loser. You are a loser. I'm not a loser. Like, we might as well get into the world of, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? This is what we're looking at right now. It's like, I'm not a loser. Yes, you are. Well, you're a loser, too. No, I'm not. Just they all pretty much said, this is Cam Newton. This is how he is. This is how he responds to things. So just go ahead and suck it up. Leave it alone. Like, there's nothing to gain here. Cam Newton will continue on with his podcast, like Micah Parsons, like Paul George. The only difference is Cam Newton, as far as I'm concerned, he's retired. He ain't playing no more. His days are done. I wonder if he put forth his official paperwork. The guy's 6'5", 6'6", and built like a tank. I think he's done. He's done. Who's picking him up? For what? Game has passed him by, and so is his body. Body betrayed him. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Adam is here from Toronto. Adam, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
So, for once, and as a person who really doesn't like hockey, and I live in Canada, so you can imagine how strange that is.
Wait, slow down. You're in Canada calling for... Did the Maple Leafs burn you that much that you don't like hockey?
No, I don't like hockey culture. That's what it is.
Why? What don't you like about hockey culture? What's the problem?
It's incredibly racist.
Oh, well, damn. In Toronto?
Yeah, in everywhere. Anyways, let me just get out what I want to say, which is, for once, hockey did something smarter than basketball with their All-Star game. It's exactly what basketball should do. They should have a Four Nations tournament where the players really care, and it wouldn't be like this where you're getting 200-61 to 292, and the players would really care. Because the Four Nations tournament is really popular and really working.
Well, are you understand the new format that the NBA is starting with the All-Star game on Sunday, right?
Yeah, but I just still think that.
Well, what
hockey did a better job.
Does the NBA have enough diversity as it relates to countries to participate in such a thing?
Absolutely.
So we got you.
Think
got
about
we got
it. You have well, ho- you
we have.
Have the
well, hold slow down, Adam. Look, Adam, I'm having a conversation with you. You don't got to yell and raise your voice at me.
Sorry.
We have the United States of America. We have Canada, and so what other two countries would you say we're going to have participate in this?
You could have France and Spain.
Does France have enough play? Like name some Frenchmen in the NBA. After Wembanyama, go ahead.
Or you can make it Europe.
Well, that's different.
And Africa.
Well, that's different. But then if you start going Africa, are you now going to take the Frenchman from Africa as well? Or are we just going to have, I don't know, Siakam and the guy who doesn't play and Embiid? It'd have to be split up. My point is, regardless of whether you want to start thinking about continents or you want to start thinking about countries, the balance is crazy. We see part of this when we get basketball and Olympic play. Like, it's
right.
It's one thing. Yeah, but a lot of those guys, for instance, the guys from Serbia who play with Jokic, like, after you get past him and Bogdanovic, the rest of the guys are EuroLeague players. They're not in the NBA.
Yeah. So, no, but a lot of the players who are playing in the Four Nations Cup aren't NHL players either.
Yeah, no, but the last thing, you sitting outside, Adam? What's that about? I heard a car.
I'm standing in front of a Dairy Queen right now. Sorry.
Bless
you, because it's minus 20 here Celsius, which I think is about 4 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, that's
so
nothing.
You're a lucky man being down there in Atlanta.
Oh, and you're in front of a Dairy Queen? Did you go inside the Dairy Queen?
I'm standing outside. I'm going to go inside to pick something up.
Is it going to be
Valentine's
cold?
Day.
Oh, well, what's she going to get for Valentine's Day?
She's getting ice cream flowers.
Oh, ice cream flowers. What you going to do with them ice cream flowers?
Oh, we're not talking about that.
Oh, my
I'm
goodness.
71. I'm too demure at 71.
Oh, excuse me. That just sounds it sounds like your experience. Hey, give us some good advice. Give us some relationship advice here, Adam. Go ahead.
Oh, that's easy. When somebody asks you why you have such cute children, the only answer is because I have such a beautiful wife.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Adam. Well, you stay warm the best you can and enjoy your chocolate flowers, okay?
I think this is a good debate, though. You could have other people come in and
We certainly can. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Adam, for calling from Toronto. Happy Valentine's Day. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This man is at the Dairy Queen. Hickey, did he say ice cream flowers?
Ice cream flowers, which I don't really know what that means.
I was going to say, I feel like a loser. What is that? I don't know what that is.
Is it like a flying saucer, essentially?
What is that? I don't know what that is. What's that? A cake?
No, it's like the handheld, like basically ice cream sandwich.
Oh, okay.
Just another way. But it's like usually a little bit bigger. It's not in a square shape. It's more in a circle shape.
Yeah, we got the internet. Let's use this.
Sometimes you have cookies, different flavor ice cream in there. Actually, what getting hungry for ice cream.
What did he say he was getting?
Ice cream flowers.
855-212-4227. Ice cream flowers, Dairy Queen. Okay. He didn't want to tell me what he was going to do with them. They're just flowers that you put them on a cake? What? I don't know. He got a special something in Canada. I don't know what he got.
He didn't want to tell us about it either.
He didn't tell me what he wanted to do with the ice cream flowers.
Hmm.
I don't know. If I had ice cream flowers on Valentine's Day, I know what I'd be doing.
Eating them.
Yeah, I'd be eating them. Sitting down watching the Celebrity All-Star Game and eating my ice cream flowers.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on. If you were home, you'd have to watch something better than that.
If I was home right now, if I wasn't in the studio watching CBS, ESPN, and Turner, what would I be doing at home right now?
Right.
I wouldn't be at home.
Okay, that's a fair answer.
I probably wouldn't be at home.
Fair answer. Better than sitting at home watching the. I would be concerned about you if your Friday night was spent watching the Celebrity All-Star Game.
Well, I did see Rocky. Is he a mountain lion? That's what he is, right, for the Nuggets?
Yeah, he was out there as like a sixth man.
He was playing. Did he get a basket?
No, I think he was playing defense, then he got the ball dribbled and passed and then walked off the court.
I just saw the Phoenix Suns gorilla kick one of the celebrities off of the court. And Barry Bonds just pushed the button.
So, that's lighting up now.
Yeah, the court is lighting up. It's crunch time. Okay, all right. Hey, Hickey, this might be better than Sunday. Might be better than Sunday.
The mascots, we only have them play a game.
Let me tell you something. Was it you I was talking to about Harry the Hawk?
His athletic ability?
Oh, he's the best. He can hit a half-court shot behind his head. Yeah, Harry is the man. Come on. That's my guy right there, Harry the Hawk.
You know what I would watch?
What?
Mascots versus like a 7th-grade CYO team.
You're violent you-know-what. So, I mean...
That's what people want. It's more entertaining.
Nobody wants to see children getting demolished by 8-foot-tall mascots, grown men in suits. Nobody wants that.
They got right now the Suns gorilla on TV. You're telling me you don't want to see the gorilla fly up and just swat a kid's jump shot into the 10th row?
The Suns gorilla just approached, was that Barry Bonds he went to? I don't know.
It ain't Barry. He's not that dumb.
But what's Barry Bonds going to do to the Suns gorilla?
Roid rage, you never know.
Oh.
Unpredictable.
Barry been off for a while now. He's good.
Does it ever go away?
Roid Ray.
He looks pretty big.
Let's ask Jose Canseco.
John Rocker, okay. Maybe.
Oh, no. John Rocker. He's going to fight Patrick Mahomes' dad. What a world. What a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Yeah, you got a joke. You got a Valentine's Day. You got marital advice. You got life advice. Today is the day to share it with the world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, speaking of this All-Star game, I told you the NBA is going to try its best to show love to Steph Curry. Steph Curry, closer to the end than he is to the beginning, said he is really starting to think about retirement. I'll talk to you. We'll talk about Steph.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. NBA All-Star Weekend, Philadelphia Eagles celebrate their championship. Oh, yeah, there also is that boxing fight tonight. There's a fight. A European guy, American guy. Dudes hate each other. It should be fun. Yeah, and there you have it. And it's Valentine's Day. Today is Friday. I'm going to get some more of your calls, 855-212-4227. People always call up on Friday with some jokes. We had a guy, he didn't call us with a joke, but he told us that he's getting flowers, ice cream flowers for his wife. Delicious. I'm going to tell you about Steph Curry. This weekend in Oakland and San Francisco should be a celebration of him as his career is realistically winding down. We'll get into that, get into your calls. You know what? Hickey, do we got the funny Friday funny music. Do we have that?
We've made it. The end of the work week is here. Let's head into the weekend on a good note with a Friday funny. Only on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hopefully tonight, there's no jokes tonight with your loved ones. I hope not. Reggie is here from Baton Rouge, the Red Baton in Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Reggie?
All right, JR. I got a little joke for you.
Okay.
All right, here go the joke. Here come the joke. The lady got her little dog at the house. You know what a schnauzer is?
Do I know what a schnauzer is? Yes, it's a miniature dog, yes.
So she got that little miniature dog, and she getting tired of grooming the dog. So she going to go to the pharmacy and get some hair remover and save some time and money.
Okay.
So she get up in the pharmacy. She walk up in there, and the pharmacist say, "All right, now this one here pretty strong.
Okay,
if you put it on your arm, don't wear no long sleeve shirt for 2 or 3 days."
Okay,
and so he said, "Now this one here be strong.
Okay.
So if you put this on your leg, don't wear no long pant for about a week." So
okay.
she stopped the man. She said,
No, I
ain't putting it on my arm, I ain't putting it on no leg.
Okay.
I'm going to put it on my little schnauzer. So he, all right, JL, here come the punt line.
Okay.
So the pharmacist go, "Well, if you're going to throw it on your little schnauzer, you might want to stay off a bicycle for about 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Okay,
so,
Reggie.
The pharmacist, he thought she say schnauzer because she didn't want to use the word Virginia to describe her private part.
Okay.
That's not a joke.
Okay,
hey,
Reggie.
JR, yes. you doing a good job, baby. You keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Shout out to Louisiana. Thank you, Reggie. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you, Reggie, for the joke. Hickey, I don't know if the last sentence of the joke, I don't know if we needed the explanation at the end. I think we got it.
I agree. I think for the most part, we slow chug, solid delivery. Well,
yeah,
solid
yeah.
punchline, I should say.
Yeah.
That definitely went from like B- to C with the literal, you know. Like you said, I thought there's more here. Like this, like we jumped the gun. Like he's got an even better line coming. The explanation was definitely not needed, Reg.
So you think that was on a C? You said it's like a C. It's on a scale of 1 to 10, graded out of 100. That's like a 7 or 70, huh?
Yeah.
75.
Yeah, 665. Like
okay.
for out of 100. Yeah,
he got the Kawhi laugh out of it. So
he got there eventually, which I wasn't sure if we were gonna get there.
Yeah, I was like, okay. He asked me if I know what a schnauzer is. I had to go, yes, I know what a schnauzer is. A schnauzer is that ugly little dog with the pointy nose, right? Isn't that what that is? A schnauzer?
I think so.
Let's see. Is he short, ugly with a point? Oh no, he's cute.
Oh,
I'm thinking of a beagle.
Beagles aren't ugly.
Snoopy.
That's a cute dog. I think there's a terrier's.
So what's that ugly dog with the pointy nose? He looks like a hot dog. What's that dog?
Oh, you talking about like a dachshund?
Yeah, I don't
know. Like a wiener dog?
Yeah, like that. He got the pointy nose.
He's
it's ugly.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's what I thought a schnauzer was. Okay. Who doesn't like schnauzers? Come on now. Everybody does. Reggie, thank you for the joke. Thought we would get a funnier joke out of Baton Rouge. I'm very familiar with Baton Rouge. A lot of funny people there. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of funny, how this made the news cycle today of all days, I have no idea. This is not a joke. This is serious. No, it's not another Mike Tyson fight. But we have a crossing of the worlds, dare I say. Tyreek Hill, NFL wide receiver. Sometimes he's happy, sometimes he's sad. Sometimes he wants to be in Miami, sometimes he doesn't. He's agreed to a race with Noah Lyles. Yeah, Noah Lyles, the Olympian. The man won 100-meter gold in the Olympics last year. He raced with COVID last year. Yeah, he did all that talking just to lose. Next time, just shut up. Oh, yeah, and this is also the guy who told the NBA players, y'all aren't world champs or nothing. I'm a world champ. Got a point, but not in the same context. And so Tyreek Hill needs something to do when he's not being angry with the Dolphins and then apologizing. And Noah Lyles needs something to do because the Olympics is only every 4 years when people give a damn about him. And so he's going to race Tyreek Hill. And he's probably going to smoke Tyreek Hill. We don't know if this is going to be 40 yards. We don't know if this is going to be 100 meters. They're probably going to race somewhere in the middle. This is not a joke. They've arranged this. We just got to wait on details. But back in August, Tyreek Hill said, yeah, I'd beat Noah Lyles in a race. An NFL player versus an Olympic level sprinter, I don't know about that. This is what he told Up and Adams.
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? Then he want to come out and pretend like he's sick. I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to be, like, do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport, says come on, bro. Like, just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot?
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask.
Oh, God.
And let him know I mean business.
All right. Well, I don't know if calling yourself a world champs in American football is nobody else is. Who else is playing American football? Nobody, really. Not on no high level. And everybody playing American football is just because they're like, oh, American football is cool. Let me be different. We got NFL Europe, NFL Germany, got a couple of people in Australia. Ain't nobody play. People all over the world play soccer, okay, including here in America, and we suck at it. Outside of that, basketball is a global game. People all over the world play baseball, but not to the degree that people play soccer. But specifically about American football and the NFL, if the Philadelphia Eagles just go, hey, we're champions of the world, who's going to argue with them? Who has a lane to so leave Noah Lyles alone about world champions. Because ain't nobody else playing American football worth a damn. Now, that's a reality. We could get the NBA champs, the Boston Celtics. I don't know who the EuroLeague champ is. We could find Real Madrid and let them battle it out. The Celtics would probably beat them in a sweep. But it's competitive. There is zero competition when it comes to American football, because ain't nobody else playing it. And Noah Lyles would smoke him in a race. Smoke him. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Philip is calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Philip?
JR, what's happening?
I'm good. You got to go quick.
All right. What did Mahomes do after he lost in the Super Bowl?
What did you're talking about the son.
Yeah, what did he do after he lost in the Super Bowl?
I don't know. Tell me.
He called Jake from State Farm to report a loss.
Oh. Okay. I like that. Philip, that was short. That was sweet. And I think everybody gets that one. Oh, my God. Hey, Philip, thank you for calling from New Orleans. Okay, that was all a right. good joke. That was a good joke. Appreciate you. Picky, that was a good one. Did you like that one?
I did. That was funny.
And it didn't take him 50 minutes to tell the joke.
Quick, like you said, to the point and good.
Yeah. Hey, what did Patrick Mahomes do after the loss? He called Jake from State Farm to report a loss. Okay. All right. To the point. Hey, Louisiana, what a comeback. We have to go to New Orleans to get a better joke than from Baton Rouge. Well, thank you for that one. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We know Patrick Mahomes. He's still a champ, though. Not just from not this year. Hey, what you going to do? Hey, and condolences to Patrick Mahomes. We learned today that he lost his grandfather on his mother's side. All the best to him and their family. We know his dad is going to fight John Rocco on the other side. What a week for Patrick Mahomes. I'm sure he needs a joke. Much love to him and his family. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'll get some more of your jokes on the other side. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And then we're also going to talk about Steph Curry. That's another champ. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.